This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My name is Nogsbert Mouthfeel, and I'm going to sing you a song.
So this is Nog. So this is Nog. So this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow with cholesterol. Lucky to five stars is Nog. My heart has clots, and I feel chime. I'll touch all five stars in the sky. So this is the podcast that I've been dreaming of.
You're crying.
It was amazing. I mean, like, why aren't you crying? What the fuck is wrong with you?
She said, "Is this Nog?"
Yeah.
That's a thick dairy beverage, an egg-based paste.
That's exactly right. And I know. I mean, I just feel like they channeled Nogsbert really, really expertly. And it was really moving.
Yeah, it was an amazing song. I'm not on the verge of tears.
What is wrong with you?
You think I'm heartless?
Heart? Yeah. Yes!
Wait, okay, so... That was unbelievable. That's my favorite theme song we've gotten so far. It was beautifully sung. I kind of want to get married.
What?
Like that kind of music.
To the musician
Robin?
Or to the song?
To Robin? I would.
To Robin?
Yeah, I mean, if she'll have me.
Or to, like, you want to get married, like, and have that song play at your wedding.
Ideally either. Ideally both. That was gorgeous. That was amazing. Can you fill me in on, is that a musical theater reference? Like, is that a song?
It is. It's the original lyrics are, so this is love. So this is love. Hold on. Yeah. So this is love. What is it originally from? From Cinderella.
Pippin,
it was in Cinderella.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Hmm?
Say Pippin?
I said Cinderella. I think you said something crazy. I think you said Pippin.
You said Cinderella for sure. that was incredible.
Yeah.
That is
10 out of 10. This has to have been a reaction to you soliciting more musical theater parodies.
So this is Nog.
Also, great Nogsbert Mouthfeel voice.
I want to, like, during my nuptials, I want to walk down the aisle to that song. That is like when everyone stands up, they're like, oh, here she is, here she comes.
So this is Nog. She also wanted us to shout out, but just before we move on, at Robin_makes on Instagram, where you can find her and her illustration work.
Robin Makes. Jeffrey, what are we doing? What are we doing? I mean, like, look at us. We're talking about eggnog in June.
A friend of mine recently was like, so, like, what? How's your work day? And I sent them a screenshot of what I was working on, which was trying to find a lathering lotion sound effect for the Nair episode. So what are we doing?
What the fuck are we actually doing?
That's like what we do for work. So
I did love the sound effect of the cell door closing in the Monopoly episode. That was really good.
Oh yeah.
It's June today. It's June 1st
June
when 1st. This will come out.
Yeah.
In two days from this release day.
Your birthday.
I'll be 25 years old.
Correct. You can rent a car without any insurance.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Well,
like turning 25, like that's all that matters. I'm not even thinking about how, like, from the second I turn 25, I'll be closer to 30 than I am to 20.
Jesus.
And I will only be thinking about cars.
Cars?
Renting a car.
Okay.
I guess that's all there is to it.
That's all anyway, there is to your birthday or to life itself?
One and the same.
God, that's so telling. Your birthday is life itself to you.
I mean, of course.
Not of course.
Well, not every birthday. Just like nothing else matters except my 25th birthday.
Right.
To me.
No, that's what I was worried about.
Got it. Because this. Okay. So because we recorded three episodes in 2 days. So this will come out in a couple weeks. What do you think these past 2 weeks will have been like for you?
Oh my God. They're going to have been revelatory. They're going to have.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that a little bit more?
I'm going to learn everything that I needed to know about myself to be fixed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to check in on this day.
And you did say, like, whoa, that's amazing before I finished my thought. So like.
No, I didn't. And.
What about you? You will have traveled a little bit.
I will have traveled. I will be living out my last days as a 24-year-old. I think in this time, I will, like, because once you're 25, you're a fucking adult. You're over the hill. You're on your way down.
Over the hill is 40, but yeah.
No, it's... 25 is the new 40. And
no one's
so,
saying that. I'm sorry, but nobody's saying that.
So basically in these next 2 weeks, I need to do everything that I wanted to do as a kid. And then that will be...
What are some... Like, just name two examples. Like, what are two things that you wanted to do as a kid?
As a kid?
Before you got over the hill, to use your words.
Oh my God. I want to just, like, make mistakes. I just
so
wanna,
vague. It's so vague. I said name two specific things.
I want to spill some milk and I'll cry about it. And other than that, I guess, like, the most specific thing is, like, I want to eat enough Dippin' Dots that I'm actually pretty fine about until I just projectile Exorcist vomit somewhere. That feels like a really kid thing to do.
So both of your things are dairy related, mostly in terms of spilling them, whether out of your own gut or just onto the table. And that's being a kid to you.
And that's, well... 24.
That's so doable and so dairy.
That's so dairy. That's so dairy. But
it's
we're
the
here
milk
to talk
that
about
I can eat.
Then it turns into a cheese. Yeah.
Yep, that's cheese. Pointing
yep,
to yogurt.
That's cheese.
Turns it off on the TV in the executive's room. Well, what do you guys think of the proof of concept?
Yum. Pointing to yogurt. Yep, that's cheese. Oh my God, with like the kind of like wink
yeah,
and like
really sassy and leaning on like the title card.
It's like are we in an inside joke with you? Like, do you know that that's yogurt? Or do you really think?
Because it is the pilot, and there isn't a cold open. So, this is the first thing that they're seeing in the series. Well, yeah, it's part of the season arc. It's going to end up by the end of the first season, we'll get it. If that.
We'll get what? That will be cheese, or you will understand that it's not. So,
you'll understand that Raven knows that it's yogurt.
And so that's the kind of main season one arc, and honestly, probably her character arc throughout the entire series. We'll buy it. I don't know. We need some more content.
Honestly,
and this is fine.
We've been kind of like not working that hard, so this is the only pitch we have this week, and we'll buy it.
I know we just had some laughs right now and like a lot of high energy kind of banter, but like we need to just like slow it down. We need to breathe. We need to relax.
Spas. Spas are what we're talking about. Hotel spas.
Hotel spas.
Hotel
specifically.
Spas. Hotel spas.
And the reason why it's not just any spa is because there is a difference. There is a difference. When you're at
a hotel
spa.
Yeah, because one, you get to go upstairs and sleep in it.
And for you, you're talking about not hotel spas.
I slept in the
spend
attic
the night in a day spa.
Of a massage envy, yeah.
Hotel spas. Let's wax.
Oh, that's
a hotel
really
spa.
Good. Yeah. Let's eyebrow wax.
Let's eyebrow wax at a hotel spa. Hotel spas, yeah. It's like, I think what I think is hilarious about a hotel spa is you, if you're staying on a different floor from where the spa is, you're either going to the spa, like yeah. in your regular clothes and you'll change in there, or it's you walking down the halls in a robe, getting in the elevator, walking by other people going about their day in a robe. Yeah. I also, in the reviews that I've been looking up for these, it's like, there's weird, like sometimes it's like, you can only get certain passes if you're staying at the hotel. You can't use certain amenities. Even if you pay for the day, if you're not staying the night, you can't use a pool. And because you're there for the whole hotel experience, they're not there to be the, it's like with a day yeah. spa, it's like that's all the energy they're putting into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like that's it.
That's it.
That's the ultimate for that day to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you, Jeff, any experience with a hotel spa?
Oh, countless.
Okay.
I mean, I'll often okay. treat myself. I am want to stay at a spa for the day. Not a lot of experience, but yeah, I've been to like some hotel spas throughout my years.
And do you get like, are you more prone to a facial or a massage or both?
Honestly,
Manny,
just facial. Or sorry, just massage. Honestly, so just the skin shit. Yeah, no, just historically the massage. But now that I've gotten more into my skincare, I really want to like do a facial somewhere, like at Heyday or something.
Have you ever gotten a facial?
Never in my life.
They're so good.
Really?
Yes, I'm more prone to get facials because for a long time,
yeah.
I did not enjoy a massage, and I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Because as I've gotten older, it's something that I really do enjoy. There was this one, I was staying at a hotel and I'm like, I'll get a massage, I'll treat myself. And I passed the fuck out on that table.
Yeah.
Which I can't tell if it's a good, it's like, because I want to enjoy the massage, but also if it's relaxing enough to put me to sleep, but then I'm like, but I'm not feeling it. And
yeah.
I'm just taking a nap.
Yeah. Like a $300 nap.
So should we just like get into it?
Let's get down and dirty.
Do you want to kick us off or,
yeah.
or should I?
This is a 4-star review of La Prairie at the Ritz-Carlton Spa in Midtown Manhattan.
Okay, so we're doing, okay, I got fancy hotel spas too.
Yeah, this comes from Matt S.
Matt sat on a rat under the mat in a hat.
And that's all one name?
It's all hyphenated, but it is the last name.
So how many marriages happened? Over time.
Matt sat on a rat under a mat with a hat.
Yeah.
That's
like
on,
10
Matt.
Marriages. 4 stars. I might have been... Oh my God. I might as well have been hit by a tranquilizer dart. Couldn't have been more of a relaxing experience. Beautiful aromas, champagne in hand, or tea. Very peaceful. Just like such violent language.
For the most peaceful day.
Yeah, he has no
frame
of reference.
I might as well have been shot in the ass with an arrow that knocked me out fucking cold. It was bliss.
Hi, excuse me.
Hello, welcome. Sorry, this is my first day. Hello, you have reached Jeannie. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just calling to see if I could get some kind of spa package booked for the weekend. I know it's kind of short notice, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have three different tiers available. Mm. First tier is just you come in and you can get a massage or facial of your choice. And you get some of our complimentary water, our famous cucumber melon water. Tier two is you get massage and facial.
Yeah.
And then tier three is you get the full day. You can do any kind of treatments you want and full use of our pools and our hot tubs.
And is there kind of like an industrial level pressure tier where basically you'll flatten me like a steamroller and then there'll be kind of some kind of acupuncture, acupressure where I feel like I'm just being stabbed by vaccine needle after vaccine needle used as hell.
Oh, we get a lot of calls. I know it's my first day, like I just said, but I've heard tell that we get a lot of calls about people asking for more intense pressure in our massages.
Yes, yes.
And so absolutely, I get the euphemism. We can make sure that we give you Tony, who is like, you know, our big guy. He brings out the big guns, so he'll make sure to really get those.
Oh, he does bring out the big guns. Massages.
Yeah, I mean, he's for lack of a better term, he's a jacked guy. So he'll
jacked
really make
in
sure
terms
to
of
get
staying armed, staying armed.
Excuse me?
You said he brings out the big guns.
Yes.
I'd love
he
that.
That's great. We can he is free this Thursday at 1:45 if that works for you.
And does he provide his own rounds or should I bring?
I think there's been a miscommunication here. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Burley.
Okay, Burley. I think there's been a miscommunication. There will be no weapons in the room.
Okay.
You will just be wearing a towel or a robe if you want to have boxers on, trunks underneath.
That's, so they can totally put me in a trunk. They can put me in a trunk and sort of knock me around, kick me like a soccer ball.
I think that the services that we provide here, yes, are outside of the realm of things that you seem to be looking for. We offer services that promote relaxation,
yeah,
and time for self-reflection,
yeah,
and treating yourself. Yes. So what I think you're looking for, they're actually... is a place a couple blocks away, one of those rage rooms. You can throw a bat.
No. I don't want a rage room. I'm already rage. I don't need to be more worked up. I need to come into the spa and, like you said, relax, you know, treat myself like shit. When I feel low, I feel high. Does that make sense?
We can ask. Tony, his history is as a WWE fighter. And we can ask him to, you know, maybe go a little harder than he should. If
no, you know what? I feel like you're still not getting it. I don't want the extra pressure. I want him to beat the shit out of me. I want him to flatten me like a pancake, pin me down for 3 seconds. I lose the match.
You
want
to fight Tony?
That'd be great. Yeah. What? How much is that?
Cut to the spa. They've made like a makeshift ring and it's like they have like towels, like really taut instead of ropes. It's a bunch of spa towels. And the robes that you guys come out in are like the spa robes and slippers. Tony's in the corner of the ring. He's got two cucumbers over his eyes getting ready.
A masseuse comes into the middle. Let's get ready to rumble.
And in our newcomer corner, we have Burley.
Burley, yeah. I'm totally good to whisper, by the way. I know that that's the rule.
Okay, great. So we have Tony D and Burley. Wow. I guess the rules should be no one gets hurt. I don't know. Maybe no punches on the face.
They're like, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
We have some shiatsu hot stones on the side in case anyone wants to just add those for a nice bit of, you know, the heat will kind of like loosen up the muscles a little bit. And again, we have some of our cucumber melon water if anyone needs a little break. So again, looking out to the crowd, it's all just people sitting in robes.
They're all just random spa goers.
And we'd ask, as per usual, as is our policy, that we keep your phones on silent and that we have no loud noises, no phone calls. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
The bell is like those like chi things where it's just ding. It's so soft. They just kind of both square up. They grab each other's shoulders like they do in wrestling, but then they just start massaging each other. One of them takes one of the hot stones, slams it on their back. Oh, it's scalding, but I do feel the loosening. That is pretty good, actually. Lack of inflammation, for sure. Acupuncture thing grabs him. right into his meridian lines. Oh, I can already feel the detox.
Tony just starts to me. He's like, whoa, I feel like I'm back where I belong. Back in the fucking ring. His voice starts getting louder. I'm getting back. Tony, please, if we could ask you, could your voice start? No, this feels fucking incredible.
Grabs
God,
a chair.
I missed it.
Hits me over the head. Oh! I'm on the mat looking up towards like heaven. I'm like, bliss.
You get home, rate the place 5 stars.
I might as well have been hit by a tranquilizer dart. Couldn't have had a more relaxing experience. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God, Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert, so I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but I, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. This is for the Four Seasons Spa in Beverly Hills. That's where I wanna be. This is 5 stars from Marie R.
Rest.
I decided to treat myself to a massage for my birthday. I requested Dimitri for a deep tissue massage. What a great birthday gift to me. He is so talented. He really knows how to work the stress right out of your muscles. I booked another massage on that day. I justify the price by scheduling every 7 weeks. They're a bit pricey, but well worth it. I walked into the hotel and was quickly reminded why I take my business here. Every once in a while deserves some decadence in their life to be reminded of how special we really are. The Four Seasons does a great job at making you feel special. I did not want my experience to end. From the second you walk through the front door and the doorman opening the door for you to the wait for the elevator with the classical background music, this place is a taste of heaven. I look forward to my next massage in August. This time, I'll be going early to enjoy my glass of champagne in the steam room, and I wonder what celebrity I'll ride the elevator with next time.
In a job interview? Sorry, so the reason why you want this job is because it pays enough that you can go to the Beverly Wilshire, you said?
The Beverly Hilton.
Every 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. For that special treatment.
Something about me that you should know is that I really think all of us are intrinsically special, and I think deep down, we're all good,
yeah,
and we're all perfect. And so it's like, what a better way to just own how special and decadent our sweet little scrumptious souls really are than getting our bodies rubbed the right way,
right,
on the back.
So this is going to be for, you know, you're going to be in charge of a lot of patients at this children's hospital.
Yes.
And as much as I admire you saying that there's a, you know, goodness in everyone.
Perfection in everyone.
That's probably a slippery slope. But no, just like the idea is to help children who are deathly ill.
I couldn't agree more.
No, but you can't. I asked you why you want to do the job and you said you want to go to a spa. So I just like, you're so qualified. I mean, Columbia Med School, you worked at the Cleveland Clinic for 6 years. We want to hire you. You're frankly our best candidate. It's this one red flag that I have to ask you about. Are you doing this for the children or are you doing this for spa treatments?
I don't see how it can't be both. I think if I'm not honoring the perfect little girl in me every week, then I don't know how I can show up for these kids. You have to put your own oxygen mask on before you help others, right? I need to get a deep tissue massage before I can help others.
Okay, so you're saying it's purely just for stress management. Is that what you're saying?
Well, like I said, it can be both. And so not only will it help me be better at my job, but it'll just help me be a better me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever gotten... You look like you're not a guy who's been poked and prodded by the hands of Dimitri.
I see children... Let's just say that. Get told that they're gonna die within months every day of my life. So
I also, and I can tell in the, let's just say you got some designer bags under your eyes.
Incredibly
they let
rude.
You carry those on a plane. You have to pay extra. You ever gotten a facial? You look like you could use one in the best way. And I don't mean that to say like I can see the wear and tear of all this stress of this high pressure, emotionally taxing and draining job on your skin and on your body. But what I'm saying is people like, I push my resume off to the side. People like us, we deserve it. We need it. We really deserve it.
Cut to you running for president. A question from our viewers. What is your platform? Because you seem to have made it on this debate stage. We haven't seen anything in your platform regarding the interests of others. It just seems to be that you saw that the president can kind of fly on Air Force One anywhere they go. And according to you, this is a quote, I want to visit every spa possible in the continental United States.
That's exactly right. And I believe in full transparency. And I also believe, you know, I know that it's kind of taboo for women to go out and get what they want. And there's a One Direction song, You Don't Know You're Beautiful, and That's What Makes You Beautiful.
I know that I'm beautiful. I know that I'm worth it. And so I think it's empowering to see a strong-willed woman go out there and know what she deserves. Am I right? And get what I want. So I would like to visit every five-star spa in the world. And I do think that becoming president of the United States and flying on Air Force One and having those resources will allow me to tap into, well, me.
And I just want to make, I just want to give you a chance to clarify a quote that you had in the New York Times this week.
Oh, I know the one you're going to say. You say it. I love this
You
one.
Insinuated that the Green New Deal is about getting better and newer cucumbers
better
for your eyes.
Better and newer cucumbers for my eyes. Yeah. Better and newer cucumbers for my eyes. Again, can we all say it at the same time? I'm worth it.
I'm worth it.
Yes. If we're not getting the best possible cucumbers for our eyes, how will we look like alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic? So that's the kind of president I want to be. I want to show up as my best, most relaxed, gorgeous on inside and out, I'm not going to lie, self, so that I can help you.
Cut to her. She's president at our first UN meeting. She has every country's representative getting a massage cucumber on their eyes. There's this, a screen comes up, world peace achieved.
Achieved.
All right, I have another review. This is from Isabel M. of the Ritz-Carlton Spa. This one's in Chicago.
Isabel Moot Point.
2 stars. Not so friendly, but great place to relax if you just want to be left alone.
What it makes you think of is like the portion of spas, the quote-unquote like relaxation area,
yeah,
where it's just like you're not getting any treatments done. It's just kind of like a quiet room, dimly lit with music playing. That room always makes me want to take a nap. If I'm ever at a spa, there's like nowhere I feel more like I'm ready to go to bed than in that room.
Yeah.
And like in her mind, she's like, they weren't being very nice, but it's like she's fully like setting up a cot. She's like, I just want to, just let me be. It's like a young adult, like romance movie. It's like, Jonathan, I really like you. And I feel like no one's ever gotten me quite like you have. And because of that, I want to take you to my special place. The place where I feel the most free. The place where I can be alone with my thoughts. The place that no one else has ever come with me.
Wait.
To.
We might have the same place, Anastasia. Let's say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1. The Quarry Lookout.
The spot, the Ritz-Carlton.
What?
Whenever I just want to be alone with my thoughts. But no, we can totally go to your place, too. That also sounds nice. But does your place have fluffy terry cloth robes and slippers?
No. How can you afford that? We're 17.
My dad got caught up in some oil things a couple years ago, but it's not a big deal. I'm still me. Now, come on. I just want to give you a taste of what it's like to kind of enter, I point to my brain, my world.
Got to the relaxation room. It's a lot of middle-aged people.
Don't mind them. They usually just keep to themselves. That's why I made this. I point in the corner of the room. There's a towel fort in the corner.
There's like this twinkly lights and all these things. It's like a Tumblr thing. They let you do that?
They make me take it down before I leave every time. So I do have to reassemble it because they say that it's taking up too much space. But for now, come see Chateau Anastasia, as I like to call it.
They get in the pillow or the towel fort. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of feels like these floors are like made out of linoleum. It just feels very impersonal. This is your special place.
I knew you wouldn't get it.
Then why'd you bring me?
Part of me hoped that you would, but part of me feared the worst. And I don't know. I thought you could see why it was so special to me. The linoleum floors, the coldness of it reminds me that I'm alive. And the terry cloth reminds me that I'm held by the universe and by the spa. One of the spa workers opens up one of the towels. Anastasia, come on. You gotta go. You cannot keep. No, please. Just like trying to close it. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. Fine. 5 more minutes. But then I'm calling your dad. No.
yes, yes, I'm going to call your dad. You get 5 more minutes in the towel fort, and that's it. You're also talking way too loudly. We can hear you. There's not a top to it. It's just like walls around.
Everyone can hear you, and you're disturbing the guests. I'm sorry. Please, just 5 more minutes.
Okay, I'm starting. Look at my phone. I'm starting a countdown right now. You get 5 minutes. An alarm will go off in 5 minutes.
I'm sorry about that. They're so out of touch here.
Not really. I think they're absolutely in the right. I mean,
I grab your face just with a palm of my hand. Jonathan, what are you saying? I thought you and I had something special. I thought we got each other. After we got our matching stick and poke tattoos, I thought we were bonded for life.
Those weren't stick and poke tattoos. You took a ballpoint pen and hammered it into my arm 3 times before I shoved you off of me and said, ow.
But then I got the matching 3 dots on my arm. I thought that meant something to you.
I honestly don't see how I didn't see this coming. There's a lot about you that's just like bizarre. I don't think we do see eye to eye.
In what way?
I wanted to go dancing that one night. We went to the roller rink to have that party, and you wouldn't leave the corner. You said nobody puts me in the corner, but I said you are in the corner, and you're putting yourself there. And you said, can we just go home or to a spa? I thought you were joking, but now I'm starting to get it.
Because the cool kids, people who were in, they don't get it. They don't see the beauty of the world around them. They don't understand what it's like to feel your breath, to take in the feeling of your feet on linoleum floors, the scent of cucumber in the air, and how that brings you inward. And
the same spa employee comes in and like opens the towel. Are you sending your mail here, Anastasia? You can't do this, but here, this was addressed to you here.
Thank you.
It's a very thin envelope from Pratt. Holy shit, it's your decision. This is your dream.
I'm a little nervous. I mean, when they send you something like this, you never know what it's going to be.
You and your mom have talked about you going to Pratt for, well, your whole life. Open it. I'm going to be at NYU. We could still see each other. We wouldn't have to deal with that end of summer breakup.
You just made it very clear that it seems like you didn't want to see me anymore, but I love this turn that this is taking.
Well, if you get into Pratt, then I think you are the person that I thought I knew.
Hold it with me. Let's just take this moment and live in the limitless possibilities that the next 5 seconds could hold. When I open this, and I have no idea what it's going to say, it's so flimsy. It's like, it feels like you're just holding 1 8x10. I have no idea what it's going to tell me, but I know that what we have is real. And since you entered my sacred place, I trust you with anything. So I want to let you open it, and you can hold my fate and my heart in your hands.
I open it up.
Well, I'm like kind of trying to cutesily gnaw on a piece of cucumber.
You didn't get in. They actually said you didn't finish your application, so you weren't even considered. Did you not submit a common application?
Why would I submit an application that's so common?
We're not different in good ways. You're just different in strange, bizarre ways, and your dad made a lot of money off of an oil lawsuit. I have to go.
The timer goes off, and that's time. She fully tears it down. No!
Yes! Obviously, yes!
I want to be me!
You are, and that's the issue. Your last review?
Okay, here we go. One time. This is also for the 4 Seasons in Beverly Hills. It's a 2-part review. The first one's from 2015, and the second is from 2020. Same person. It's from Lady A.
Let's do Lady Atmosphere.
Lady Atmosphere, the first review from 2015, 5 stars. Jessica does the best pedicures in Los Angeles, bar none. 5 years later, 2 stars.
Now that Jessica's gone, I can't recommend this spa anymore. I had a pedicure and massage. My nails looked nice, but the new manicurist cut my cuticle back too far. It's been months already. Hasn't grown back, and it pinches my toe every day. Also, the massage I got didn't relieve any of the pain or tension.
It's like Craigslist missed connections.
It's like, you know what?
they'll be like Instagram or usually it's Twitter, TikTok. It's like, help me find this person. Twitter, do your thing. And everyone's like tagging. Person's like, I lost someone who is typing a tweet. I lost someone who is incredibly important to me. She changed my life. And I don't know where she is, but I can't go on without her. Jessica W., if you're out there, just know that Rachel K. is looking for you. So Twitter, do your thing. Send.
Jessica responds, Rachel, I saw you this morning. What are you talking about? Honestly, I don't know if we can keep dating if you're going to be this clingy. Call me.
I respond back on the thread. Twitter, you did it. Never in my life did I think I would be so grateful for a silly little app. But all you Twitter heads out there, you made our wish come true. And now we can be together and not have to worry about separation ever again. Love my followers.
Jessica responds, you're deflecting. Call me.
What I love most about Jessica and my relationship is that it's real. Okay, we're back in the thick of it. We're not in the honeymoon phase any longer. And the musical emojis. And for that, I'm so thankful. She is the love LUV of my life. Send.
Responds again. Stop using song lyrics as a crutch. We went on 4 dates. On the last one, you invited your brother who got drunk at the restaurant and we got kicked out. And I got footed with the bill and you've been dodging my Venmos. Call me. We're not real.
Rachel responds, musical emojis. Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I do mean it. And yes, every couple has their ups and downs. And so, dear followers, this is what it looks like to be in the real world and not on The Bachelorette. Send.
Responds. And that's another thing. You were on The Bachelorette and you didn't tell me until midway through date 2. You said, oh shit, I gotta go. I said, where do you have to go? You said to set. I said, are you an actor? You said, no, I'm literally The Bachelorette. Why go on the show if you're gonna continue dating outside the show? Call me. The next one's a voice or a notes app screenshot.
Jessica, when you're on reality TV, you meet a lot of fake people. A lot has like 7 O's. And when I met you walking to my car from Crafty, I thought, she's the real deal. And that's why I fell for you. And yes, I am still technically on the show. And that's why I can't call you, because I have lost my cell phone privileges because the producer said that I was talking too loudly and making it too clear that I was not effectively participating in this game. I thought you would get that. And I'm willing to work through this if musical notes, you are my lover for life. And I'm willing to work through anything with you. And that's why I'm issuing this statement that Jessica, you're not getting rid of me. As long as you try, I am here. I'm in it. I'm going to stick through it with you. I do have 10 more episodes to shoot, but that does not compare to the 10 more lifetimes that I want to spend loving you. Call me.
Blocked.
The next one's front-facing camera video.
It's you just with holding two threes with your fingers next to your mouth and going, wow. Somebody like responds to that one. They said, is this true? And it's a link to an article about how The Bachelorette's been replaced. It's with Anastasia. All right, should we do our last segment?
Yes.
This shook me all week long. Trying to do 100 push-ups a day. Trying to do 100 push-ups a day, just make it part of my routine. So if anybody wants to join me on that, join me. It's not as hard as it sounds. I don't do them all at once. I do them throughout the day. And it's great.
When did you start?
2 days ago. So this is day 3 and I already did it.
And how does it feel?
It feels good. It sounds so daunting, but already it's only been 3 days and I already like, oh, now it doesn't seem that crazy, cuz if you just don't do them all at once, just do like I do it in chunks of 2 or 3. And it feels good to do. It feels like it's like a fun little challenge. And because it can be done in like 15 minutes total, it feels so doable to not even, because some people do like, oh, I'm going to do 100 push-ups a day for the next 100 days. That was my initial thought. But now I'm just like, no, let me just do this indefinitely. Because if I think about it for the 100 days, then I'll be like counting in my head and I'm just not going to do that. But yeah, guys, the summer is happening. Nicer weather, nicer mood, longer days. Why don't you get in touch with your body, man?
Don't tell people to get in touch with their body.
That's good advice.
It's good advice coming from other people. You are not allowed to do it.
Okay. I got that for sure. What's been shaking you?
Fresh flowers. Having fresh flowers in the home. I love, so here's the thing. I love like having a vase of fresh flowers like in my room or in the kitchen or in dining room, whatever. But it's a double-edged sword, right? Yeah. They're so beautiful and they smell great for like 2 or 3 days. And then it's like, just things start dripping off, like pollen's getting everywhere. You have like petals coming down.
Yeah.
And then the water starts to, it's maybe then I'm just not taking good care of them enough. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's like there's such a short window, I feel like, to enjoy them.
Yeah.
And then the cleanup is tough, like having to throw that all out. It's just.
Hey, cleanup on aisle leaves.
Nice. I went to the coffee shop near my house, little market, and there's so my favorite flowers are peonies. And it's summer, and so peonies are only a summer flower. And they started selling peonies. They're huge and they're gorgeous. Mm. And usually, like when I was doing a summer, when I was working here over the summer in like 2015, I worked like right near a Trader Joe's. And so after work, I would go to a Trader Joe's and they sold peonies during the summer for like, they were really affordable. And so I'm like, hell yeah, I can have fresh peonies like every week.
Mm-hmm.
The ones here, one, I'm like, these are like, these peonies look like they ate the Trader Joe's peonies and they look fresh. Like they, no leaves looked like they were dying or withered or anything like that. And I was so considering getting it. Look down, $32. I'm like, I don't think so for something that's going to not live very long.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, because I follow Gigi Hadid on Instagram. It was her 26th birthday recently. And she just had a shit ton of fresh flowers sent to her. And the only thing I could think of was like, man, that cleanup's going to be wild when they all die. Yeah. And I was asking Elizabeth, because Elizabeth was like, do you have your what shook me? And I'm like, I think it's going to be fresh flowers. And Elizabeth just kind of like, she stared off and she looked at me and she's like, I'd rather you not get me a gift at all than get me fresh flowers. And I'm like, that's a hot take. And she's like, get me a card.
Get me a don't car. Just get me a car. I don't need the flowers.
So it's tough because it's like, I love fresh flowers. I love being given fresh flowers, but it's
a chore.
The cleanup is a chore.
Yeah.
The cleanup is a chore.
Yeah.
But they're so worth it. But it's just, it's like.
I feel like you're saying they're not worth it.
No. Because they're so amazing. And they like liven up a space in such a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Like, just like even just, you know, if you can like pick fresh wildflowers, like they're wonderful. But I feel like I hit a point where that's something that I procrastinate. If it's like flowers are dying.
Yeah.
I'm like, how long can I leave this till it becomes a problem?
Yeah. No, I do the same thing.
Be like, okay.
That's why I really vibe with desert plants because they do not ask much of you. And this is a metaphor for my love life.
Got it.
Should we take some VI podcasts?
Yeah. All right.
Thank you to Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Gray Michael Hasty Scarn,
Ako,
Alan,
Alex Witt,
Olivar Wallstrom Lindell,
Anna Liv,
Anthony Amadeo,
Austin Frostin and Cuffston Kingston,
Bagadoo, The Cash Went Through, Monkey See Monkey Do, I Paid a Monkey to Throw Its Poop on Me, I'm Bad with Money and Monkey,
Bird Cohen,
Bobby Whittle Baby Boo,
Brad Hild,
Brian Dodd,
Chuck,
Cameron Bradley,
Chasen Bales,
Christian Bale Dior with a Veronica Webb,
Connor Finnegan,
Curvature,
Damian Mtarg Kander Under Grunderson Kirk,
Daniel Powerpuff Clough,
Douglas aka Dogeless aka someone who saw how rich Jeff got and went all in on Doge right before it fell off a cliff,
Eric Gray is cooler than me. Hallie is my best friend, and my podcast is Fine Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Jeffrey, but on a moped.
Gray here. Gray here.
Oh my god.
And I am summoning the Gray Army to defend my cool name and prove Jeffrey frickin' James wrong.
Greg Berg.
Hallie, aka Gray Hasty's twin.
Hey Jack, it's Laura. I literally answer all of your calls. You are honest to god the most clingy person I've ever met.
Holly.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
Jake the Snake Rattum.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jared K.
Jasper Hoffman, but for the love of Marty, will someone please gainfully or not employ Nolan Whittlebaby Murphy?
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jonah Sanchez.
Job Jacob Jingleheim Schmidt.
Caleb Luster.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Cool.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Rowland.
Mr. Tuesday Night has had enough of your sass, Mr. James, so that's actually enough out of you.
My name is Jeffrey James, and I love Downtown by Macklemore.
Nate Porteous.
Nikki Crunch.
Nolan Murphy, more like Roland Murphy, so it's Murphy and Crocs working for the CIA, tricking Emily Blunt, Roland style, get a job.
Nothing sometimes.
P.
Phoebe.
Phoenix McVernon.
Please, Laura, I know you're listening. I just want to see you one more time, then I'll leave you alone, Jack.
Rooster Williams.
Ryan sweats way too skinny jeans.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kilduff.
Slick Ricky.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
T. Well. R.
These vagabond dolls are longing to Bob.
Ty Samby's famously fabulous fat fanny.
Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
And Yaro Bouchard. So guys, that's patreon.com/Riley and Jeff if you want various tiers of shit. Comedy shit. Content. Hanging out. Parties. Zardies.
Hi, Jeffrey!
Were you sitting on that the whole hour?
Yes.
All right. I do like it better than randomly put somewhere. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review, and on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
What the fuck are we doing?
I think about that all the time. We don't have a real job.
You can follow Jeffy at Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.